This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital near our room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, delivering that mail and sorting it out so people can get their mail today. And not to forget about the Uber, the Lyft, and the taxi drivers, too, that keep America rolling along. Thank you for what you are doing. By the way, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the stuff we have over there. All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, 7 minutes past the hour. Hello, kiddo.
Oh, good morning, Captain, to the Captain's Great Army. This is a blessing night. You've already been prayed over. So, just in case you don't know, you've already been prayed over. It's going to take two nights. So if you don't get on tonight, wait for tomorrow night. And this is for all of the Captain's Army. Okay. First of all, what a first hour. Whoa, I couldn't even, you know, Dan, you know you're already on here. You need to come on more often. Mister, you need to come on more often during the week when we can hear you. Love you. Also, Jim in Clearwater. I've never heard him before. You're right on, Jim, about Jefferson. You're right on. You're right on with what you said. We need some of you people to get that on more. Okay, let's start. But remember, you've already been prayed for. These are not regular nights. They're special. So everybody, if you're part of the Captain's Army and you're not there to cause trouble, because I don't bless evil, then, you know, you're going to get blessed. And then tomorrow night, we finish it because there's no way we're too big.
Don't forget George in Burnsville, Minnesota. There, I said it.
By the way, he's already on this list.
Right.
I sometimes see the captain can see through my place because he's on the second page.
Well, he just sent me a message. That's why I said that.
Well, George, you're already, I promise in the name of my Lord, you are on here on the second page. So I hope to get to you today. I'm going to try. George, in fact, I got George the Godfather. Ha-ha! Okay, Eddie and Reno, I have you. Blessings to your health. Blessings to Eddie and Reno. He knows. Okay, to Flip, everybody's friend. I know that Flip has to use a cane to dance, but Flip, I'm doing line dancing now. I'll help you with it. And also to all the rollback drivers, I know we have to say that. I know you can't do that anymore, but we love Flip. And also we also got Dan. You were next. You already on. You need to come on more often during the week when I can hear you. We can hear you. Everybody wants to know about Dan the man. All right, our professor emeritus. Sondy in beautiful Wisconsin. Sondy, God bless you, darling. Sam the paper man, our local expert paper relocator.
Mm-hmm.
And then to our dear longtime friend Maria, never can forget her welcoming me in about 5 years ago, and it meant a lot to me. And also to Major Mac, to all of those in Germany that listen, to Richard, our Marine friend in Oregon, Stephen Tylen, Al in Nebraska, and to your son who's serving. God bless you all. And then I want to say something about all of Valdosta, Georgia. I don't get tired of it, but I can tell you when I talk to the captain off air, he loves all of Valdosta. He loves you guys.
That's because they love us.
That's right. In fact, he loves everybody, but I have to hear about it, Valdosta. So some of you get emails on or get on the air, because I'm telling you, I hear about y'all all the time, and I don't know anything about Georgia. I've never been there. But all of Georgia, Donna and Carrollton. By the way, I have some relatives in Georgia, so I should be really.
There's always Atlanta. Georgia.
Yep, Atlanta. I have two names in Atlanta. Okay, so anyway, God bless you all. Not only the captain, I love you all too. Also, you patriots and Republicans in Sarasota and Bradenton to Nixon Farms. Yay!
Be there today for lunch.
Oh, well, that's a good, okay. I didn't know that. Well, you all get there.
David Indiana's gonna come.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think he.
No, he just chimed in and said hello.
Oh, hi. You guys get ahead of me because you're on the list. Okay, Christine, Joyce, and Irene, I left you a message. You need to know that. She's new. Jeff in North Sarasota, Debbie in Arizona, David, Indiana, you're there. I'm going through this as fast as I can because tomorrow night I got to do an end blessing, a special end blessing.
Trucker Ed.
Oh, you're there, Ed.
Yeah. I don't know where he's at, but he's there.
Ed, you're on it. You're next. Dave in Indiana, George the Godfather. See, I had y'all, all you great drivers. Now, I want to say this. We could not make it without you drivers going through all this horrendous weather that I've seen you go through, you drivers and truckers, to bring the things to us we need. Catwoman and Road Dog, be very careful. We love you. Catwoman, love you to come on and say when you can. I know you can't come on all the time. Ed, your name is on here. Haven't heard from you in a long time, but you know, I might have missed you or something, but Mark the trucker, all you creek carrier drivers, Thomas the suicide driver, you know what? I hope you're getting a really good wage. If not, I hope you get a better, okay. Because there isn't enough money in my mind that to pay me to do that. God bless you all. U.S. Coast Guard, because they're getting us ready for, guess what? Hurricane.
They'll be very busy up in Mobile.
Very, yes.
New Orleans, that whole area.
And then maybe us later. Okay, all Trump clubs. I got to go quick, but remember, tomorrow night I'll finish this. I can never do this in one night. In fact, you're going to have a special blessing from prayer tomorrow night, so be sure to be online. You Trump clubs, the one in Clearwater with James Stratton, you've been there a long time. There's a newer one in Tampa, Trump 45 Group. God bless you all. Did I say Don and Carrollton?
Yep,
I got you again.
You did.
Backgammon Bob.
Yep.
And Eon, they're very interesting guys. You got to hear them when they come on. And Eon, we call him Professor too, but he has a sense of humor in there. You got to kind of catch it, but it's there. To LJ in Michigan, to Colonel Jim Warshak, the head of the Republican Party, and I hear the music. So we'll finish this tomorrow night. But God bless all of you. Remember, He loves you, and so do I. Blessings to you all. Thank you so much, Kathy.
And to Kathy in St. Petersburg, who just chimed in here at the very last minute, saying hello to Ms. Rosemary. All righty. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an American-owned company, a veteran, a father, and a son, Pete and Seth Talbot, in Seattle, Washington. And hello to them tonight. They may very well be listening to me on Megatalk Radio and the stations up there that they can hear me on, 920 and 1400. And that's owned, of course, by Alan Gottlieb, who is a very renowned attorney who you hear quite a bit on the Armed American Radio program with Mark Walters on Sunday nights on many of these same stations. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, I have a solution for you. Now, this worked for me. And I've got arthritis. That's my worst nemesis because of all the injuries that I've had. And let me tell you something. If you're young and you've broken some bones, later on down the line, you're going to find out what arthritis is all about. I guarantee you. Now, to help you with pain, you can do what I did. I heard the Relief Factor commercial after what I was doing to try to help myself, which was not very smart, but we won't go into that. And I got a hold of the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Well, I took it. And in about 2 weeks, I noticed a tremendous turnaround that I was not only not having the pain, but the swelling was going down in my ankles because that was part of the problem I had. I've had a surgically repaired and replaced ankle because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center. And I've also broken my back twice, and my spine has been fused because of the second time I broke it. They said, hey, we got to do this because if we don't and you break it again, you're never going to walk again. So anyway, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on, I'd say, about 3 years right now, and it works. It works. So I want to suggest to you, why are you suffering? Why are you loading yourself up with Bufferin and ibuprofen and Aleve and all that sort of stuff? When you can take this Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, and hopefully, and I believe it will, do for you what it did for me. Get rid of the pain, get rid of the swelling, get rid of the discomfort, the muscle aches, and all of that stuff. So, all you got to do is go over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And order the 1995 3-week quick start. Try it. If it works for you, then obviously you'll realize that it's something that you're going to want to take because it's going to continue to work for you. As I said, I currently take it twice a day. Now, they recommend to begin with that you take it 3 times a day the first week and then 2 times a day the second week. And then after that, you take it at least once daily for maintenance. And if you need it more than that because of pain or activity that you do, then you take it twice a day. I just take it twice a day, and I've stayed there because my pain is constant. It does not go away. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain is what you want to do, and I'm sure it'll help you. All right, New Orleans, we're going to be talking about you for the next several days. You were flooded yesterday. You had a storm come through there, big-time thunderstorm. One of the bands of rain came in there. It dumped 8 inches of rain on you in some areas in about a 3-hour period, and you had flooding there. I believe it's still flooded in some of those areas, and it's not going to get any better with this storm, which was going to become Tropical Storm Barry, probably will be officially named today. It will become a tropical depression, which it already is, and then a tropical storm fairly quickly. This storm is going to waylay itself and move very slowly, which is not going to be good, across the Gulf until it makes its right turn. Somewhere west of New Orleans, looks like, between New Orleans and the Texas state line. Now, that doesn't fare well for New Orleans, because when you're on the right side of these big storms like this, regardless of the wind, and this is not going to be that much of a wind maker, although if it's a Category 1 hurricane, it could have 75 to 85 mile an hour winds, we're being told, but it's going to be a big time rain maker. And George up there in Burnsville, Minnesota, you are right. Why do people drive through over the banks, water, over a road, when you can't see how deep it is? It does not take a lot of water in the road, especially if it's a river or a stream that's flowing, to take your vehicle downstream with you in it. I've seen water a foot deep move a tractor trailer on a highway off the road into a ditch, a foot deep. I've seen that before in my lifetime. So if it can do that with a truck, imagine what it can do with a car. So please be careful. By the way, Megan Rapinoe, the captain of the U.S. soccer team, was up on the stage. She was being honored, her and her teammates, New York City. And this is what she had to say. Now, part of this is bleeped out because of what she said, but just listen to this.
So much contention in these last years. I've been a victim of that. I've been a perpetrator of that. With our fight with the Federation, sorry for some of the things I said. Not all of the things. But it's time to come together. This conversation is at the next step. We have to collaborate. It takes everybody. This is my charge to everybody. Do what you can. Do what you have to do. Step outside yourself. Be more. Be better. Be bigger than you've ever been before. If this team is any representation of what you can be when you do that, please take this as an example. This group is incredible. We took so much on our shoulders to be here today, to celebrate with you today. And we did it with a smile. So do the same for us. Please, I ask you. New York City, get a motherfucking man!
Now, the word that was bleeped, I can't see on the air, but you can imagine. And She's a piece of work. She's a piece of work. But it's America. And even though you might not agree with what she had to say, and I certainly don't, and I don't agree with her antics on the soccer field where she wouldn't stand there and politely and respectfully honor America with the national anthem. And instead of putting her hand over her heart, she kind of did one of those little skip things across her heart like a you know, a comedian does, you know, and away we go. Reminds me of the old Jackie Gleason thing when he used to make that characterism with his hand. But anyway, she did that instead of just standing there politely at attention and honoring our country. And these are supposed to be the leaders of tomorrow. And these ladies are showing the young girls the way not to act. The way not to act. So, it is what it is. And believe me when I tell you, the professional athletes, and by the way, there's a minor league hockey coach that got it right. He came out and told his players, he said, if you want to play in this team, you will stand on the ice, you will respectfully observe the national anthem of our country, plus the Canadian national anthem, or you can pack your bags and go, we don't want you. He told his hockey team that. Because there were a couple of his players that were being disrespectful of the national anthem and the Canadian national anthem, too. And it's just not right. It's just not right. You have to respect yourself and respect the others around you and the people that brought you to the dance, to the game. They don't have to keep you playing. You don't have to just keep on playing. All right, let's drift down over here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning, Captain. This is Catwoman. How are you doing this morning?
Got about a minute. Where are you at right now?
Just north of Laredo. I just wanted to say real fast that the Border Patrol, they have a lot of semis impounded over there, so they must be moving a lot of illegal stuff through there. I counted at least 13 of them in the field over there this week, and that's quite a few.
Well, they probably got not only the drugs but the illegals. They're getting more illegals being hauled by truck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, you can see the truck stop and watch them. A lot of them go up and approach the drivers. You know,
are there any companies, significant company drivers or are these owner operators?
It looks like a whole mixture of them. I kind of don't know if they're, you know, a lot of names you do know, like Zumstein and I think that was a Werner over there. There's actually quite a few named trucks. Whether owner operators or that, I don't know. I know we had to go down and recover one of our trailers. It was an owner operator, at least, on, and he tried to get drugs across, and he got stopped over there by Corpus Christi.
Wow.
At that border check coming up. So we had to go and recover the trailer.
Right. Here comes the music. I got to run, but thanks for calling in. Okay.
Bye.
Catwoman and Road Dog, you guys be safe out there. All right, and I'm coming right back with our first military report. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Blute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Concerns are growing that even worse weather is on the way in New Orleans. A storm has already swamped the city, and now a hurricane may be coming.
35 years I've lived in the French Quarter, I've never seen it like this.
WWO Radio's Dave Cohen.
The National Hurricane Center is forecasting that an area of disturbed weather in the Gulf will be a hurricane by Friday.
Regardless of what the system becomes, it's still going to produce a copious amount of rainfall.
Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham. How much rain? Forecaster Mike Brennan.
10 to 15 inches of rain across much of the central Gulf Coast, extending up into the lower Mississippi Valley.
A hurricane watch is up for most of the Louisiana coast.
Mississippi and Texas are also bracing for the wet weather. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 77 points, the S&P 500 up 13, and the NASDAQ up 60. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news report. And, of course, at the top of the list tonight will be what happened with the Iranian gunboats. Iran is saying, didn't happen. It wasn't us. We weren't there. Really? Tell that to the British who locked onto them with their 30 millimeters. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, have no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, you need to pay attention, because I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck in 14 short months of training. Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. I'll explain. It's not uncommon for someone coming right out of National Aviation Academy to get $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start as an aviation maintenance tech. Can you make more money than that? Oh, yeah. Now, you want to start out with a six-figure salary? You volunteered to go overseas with either a foreign company that works for a foreign country or with a government contractor. And it takes a little bit of work to do that because, obviously, you got to have a specialty. You got to go through an extensive background check and all that sort of stuff. But if you're willing to do that and you qualify, you can have a six-figure income right off the bat. So check out the National Aviation Academy online by going to NAA.edu. Again, that website is NAA.edu. Or give them a call, schedule a tour at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. Okay, well, it was about 7:45 last night, and Martha McCallum was talking on her program, and this was the breaking news that came over the airwaves.
There's breaking news this evening. Reports that armed members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard just tried to seize a British tanker in the Persian Gulf as it crossed into the Strait of Hormuz. Initial reports say that that attempt was unsuccessful, although there is something that the Iranian president threatened. That is something, I should say, that he threatened to do just yesterday in retaliation for an Iranian tanker that was seized by the British earlier this week. Also new tonight, the regime accusing the United States of economic terrorism and calling its sanctions, quote, weapons of warfare, after President Trump today threatened more sanctions soon. The Iranian ambassador to the IAEA responding, quote, the sadistic tendency of the United States to use illegal unilateral sanctions as an instrument to coerce sovereign states and private entities should come to an end. Joining me now exclusively is Maria Fernanda Espinosa, president of the United Nations General Assembly. President Espinosa, thank you very much for being here tonight. First of all, what's your reaction to this news that it looks like, according to these reports, Iran actually did try to seize this tanker?
Well, I think that the United Nations is about peace and security, is about preventing conflict, is about dialogue, it is about diplomacy, and that these are the principles that we stand by.
So there was a statement put out by the UN Security Council on the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz incidents saying that the council members urge concerned parties in all countries in the region to exercise maximum restraint and take measures and actions to reduce escalation and end the tension. So what would be the UN's message tonight about what appears to be happening on the part of the Iranians?
Yes, it's avoid conflict. It's about dialogue, it's about conversation.
But attempting to seize a ship is not avoiding conflict.
Yes, and it is about complying with the commitments we have agreed upon.
I guess one of the frustrations that people have when they hear that is that it feels like it doesn't have any teeth, any ability to stop them. This body of nations that was, you know, formed to try to be a collective against these sorts of things. What do you say to those critics?
I think that the key word, Martha, is collective. I think that, for example, the nuclear agreement was signed by several parties, including the permanent members, the five permanent members of the Security Council, the European Union, Iran, in the case of the nuclear deal, and it has to be complied by all signatories. And it is important that we comply and abide with the commitments we make.
Well, as you know, President Trump decided that he felt that it was not a pact that was achieving its goal and wanted to remove the United States from that. Here he is last year at the UN talking about Iran, and I want to get your thoughts on this as we get closer to the repeat or the next appearance of the president there in September. Watch this.
We cannot allow a regime that chants death to America and that threatens Israel with annihilation to possess the means to deliver a nuclear warhead to any city on earth.
Do you agree?
But I can say, Martha, again, I think I would invite public opinion to read the UN Charter, where the United States had a very instrumental role, including Eleanor Roosevelt, in the drafting of the UN Charter. The UN stands by preventing conflict, by promoting cooperation.
So one way to prevent conflict would be to not allow Iran to chant death to America and threaten to annihilate Israel, for example.
I think it is about dialogue. It is about conversation. And that are the principles that we stand by. And we also, and I think the United Nations really promotes multilateralism, even if it's a very difficult word to pronounce, even for me that I'm not an English speaker. It's about cooperation. It's about solidarity among nations. And it's about preventing conflict. So our main responsibility is about preventing conflict, promoting a sustainable development.
And I think a lot of people think that that could be accomplished by holding these resolutions that are put out by the UN to countries like Iran. Thank you. You have a lot on your plate, and we only got to Iran tonight, but everyone should listen to the podcast because we talked about a lot of different countries in that as well. So I really appreciate you being here.
All right. Well, that's Martha McCallum. And, of course, she was talking to the president of the UN General Assembly, a Latina woman. I'm not sure what country she's from, but she was one of the ambassadors, and she got elected president of the UN General Assembly. So a very interesting statement there. And that's why I played that whole thing for you to hear what's going on, because this is not going to go away. Iran is definitely testing all avenues. If there hadn't been a British frigate right there in their way, they would have confiscated that tanker. And here we're going to go again. Now, kudos to the Royal Navy and the frigate, the HMS Montrose, who have their 30-millimeter guns trained on these five vessels that approached the tanker and on the radio ordered it to stop so they could board it. Obviously, that was not going to happen. It was in international waters. That was not going to happen. And the Montrose was there. It was providing a tail, if you will, security at a distance to this tanker. There also was an aircraft overhead, a United States reconnaissance aircraft overhead that heard the radio transmission. So there's no doubt about what Iran said. And for them to claim that, well, it wasn't us, we didn't have anything to do with this, we weren't going to do something like this. Yeah, right. They're guilty as sin. They got caught. There's proof, there's evidence, and, oh, did I mention the pictures? Did I mention the pictures? Wait till you see the pictures come out about this and shows the proximity of the boats in terms of the HMS Montrose and their 30-millimeter cannons that they had locked on and ready to go if those boats hadn't turned around when they did. They were not going to get close to that tanker. Believe me when I tell you, the British were going to blow them right out of the water because of their aggressive action, coming full speed ahead at the tanker and ordering it to pull over so they could inspect it. Yeah, right, sure. Uh-huh, absolutely. Okay, I'm coming right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley bringing us into the Trucker's Highway Bible Report, brought to you by your favorite pilot in Flying J Truck Stop. And I know a lot of guys and gals got different places they like to stop, and pilots and Flying J's are just a couple of them there. So now you know the rest of the story. Now, also, we need to tell you about what is soon going to be Tropical Depression and Tropical Storm Barry. Could very easily be Category 1 Hurricane Barry. Now, a tropical depression is forming right now, all day Thursday, over the northern Gulf of Mexico. Conditions appear favorable for this system to strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane that will bring a storm surge, rainfall, and wind hazards to the central Gulf Coast. Now, it looks like as if New Orleans is going to bear pretty much the brunt of this. We'll see. Now, a dangerous storm surge is possible in portions of the southern and southeastern Louisiana coast, where a storm surge watch is currently in effect. Now, of course, everybody knows New Orleans is below sea level, and many of the areas that are right there around Lake Pontchartrain are very low, too, including our affiliate AM 1560 WSLA, Slidell, New Orleans, where you definitely have got a lot of low-lying areas, where yesterday you had a taste of flooding with 8 inches of rain that showed up in 3 hours. Well, now you're going to have a longer period of rain, and it's going to be a deluge of at least 12 inches or more of rain, depending on how fast this storm moves. Now, the slow movement of the system right now is going to result in a longer duration of heavy rainfall across the central Gulf Coast and the inland areas through the lower Mississippi Valley through the weekend and potentially into early next week. Now, flash flooding, river flooding will become increasingly likely, some of which may be significant, especially along and east of the track of the system. Now, the system right now, the way it looks, is it's going to be going in just slightly to the left of New Orleans, between New Orleans and possibly the state line of Louisiana, Beaumont, somewhere in that area. So, everything to the right side of the storm, which is predominantly New Orleans, is going to get the surge, which could be 1 to 3 feet. It could be higher than that, depending on the speeds of the wind. Right now, it looks like the winds will be 75 miles an hour when it becomes a hurricane and goes ashore. Could have some gusts to 85 or 90. That's all in the forecast. We'll see. Won't know for another day or so. But the winds, the rain, and the surge will all be to the right side of this. Now, taking a look at the statement, the weather statement, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on potentially Tropical Cyclone 2 in the northern Gulf of Mexico. The system is close to becoming a tropical depression, and residents from the upper Texas coast to the Florida Panhandle should monitor the progress of the system. Storm surge, heavy rains, and hurricane conditions are possible along the north central Gulf Coast for the next 2 to 3 days. And right now, the flood watches, the flood warnings, the coastal advisories from Mobile West to Mississippi, from Mississippi West to Louisiana, and all around the New Orleans area right now, where they've got flood watches, flood warnings, advisories for surge and coastal flooding, all of that is in effect right now. And north of there, you've got excessive heat warnings for temperatures 100 to 105 degrees from the central part of Alabama all the way across to the eastern part of Texas, including Arkansas in the middle, Louisiana, Mississippi, and as I said, Texas. Now, there is some unsettled weather right now that Catwoman was talking about, and I do see what looks like thunderstorms and a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for both sides of San Antonio, south of San Antonio and north of San Antonio. Also up in the Lubbock, Texas area, you have a severe thunderstorm watch right now for conditions that could produce weather that could make life miserable in the middle of the night. And, of course, you still got some rain up in Nebraska and some flash flood watches there as well. Al was showing me a picture of the water being up in a river, but it's nothing, nothing like what's going on down in New Orleans, where part of the city, as you well know, is below sea level. Imagine 8 inches of rain where it's below sea level. So, there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. So, for our listeners over there in New Orleans and Slidell on WSLA Radio, please, please adhere to the warnings. Don't drive through the deep water. Turn around. Don't drown. More people get killed in a storm like this by driving through the water and drowning than to do from the wind or from the downing of limbs and power lines. That's a fact, so be careful. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we had an incident last night about 7:45 that we found out about all about the same time. Fact of the matter is, Iran, who's saying that wasn't me, wasn't us, apparently five of their little fast boats came out and ordered a British tanker to heave to and allow them to come on board and inspect them, but they did not realize, or maybe they did realize, there was a British frigate that was tailing the tanker and actually was providing security. And when they got close enough and got their 30 calibers trained towards the fast boats that were racing towards the tanker, they changed their mind and went back.
Oh, good morning. The tanker is actually owned by British Petroleum, and it had been sitting in the Persian Gulf for a couple of days because of this other incident that happened in the Straits of Gibraltar with the Brits and on the Iranian tanker. So there was a tit for tat. And Iran said, hey, you know, we're going to, seize one of your tankers. Well, it had been sitting there, and then it decided to get underway, and I think it decided to get underway when the British frigate
HMS Montrose.
When it got a little closer. It was still about 3 or 4 miles out.
Mm-hmm.
But it had certainly trained the deck guns on the Iranian vessels. Now, the Iranian vessels were asking a Montrose to literally kind of leave the channel. And that's when they said, no, we're not going to do that. So this British tanker known as the Heritage, it didn't really do anything. It wasn't going to move. It was the Navy frigate that decided that they were going to get involved, and they did, rightly so.
Uh-huh.
But in the meantime, the United States, we had air assets.
Sure did.
We're monitoring everything. So we watched the whole thing. We filmed the whole thing.
We had a drone right overhead.
And we also recorded all radio traffic. So, it could have been worse. But the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps cowboys decided that they were not going to confront it any longer, and they went away.
They wanted to define another day because they were about to get themselves blown out of the water. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, that was the threat.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's no doubt in my mind that frigate wouldn't have opened up. They had the 30-millimeter cannons trained on them. They had them locked. They were loaded, and they were ready to go. And when the Iranians saw that, they went, nope, I don't think so, because they knew what was going to happen next. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Just getting started. Got a lot of other things to talk about, too, in the world in which we live in. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.